Hi guys, what's up? Welcome back. My name is Sabri Raghavan. This is my podcast, and thank you so much for tuning in again. If you're someone who's coming here for the first time, then I'm really, really glad you made it. And if you've come here every time I've posted, then wow, it really means a lot. Thank you so much. Today's episode is a general episode, not something about where I talk from books. Talk about what I learned from books, to be specific. Today's thing is about what I feel. I was thinking about this on my way to college today, and it really, really hit me because I really want to research, I really want to write papers, I really want to dig a lot into this particular topic about the stand, about how creativity isn't valuable anymore to parents, right? Yet it is only creativity which has led technology, innovation and human advancement over the past centuries, over the past 300, 400, 500, whatever centuries you want to take, right? It has always been creativity and innovation. And still, I am completely amazed by how Indian society, I'm not sure about other countries, but for sure about how Indian society seems to think of creativity as something very cheap, or as something very like, abnormal. Because apparently now the only thing that a child who graduates from school or, you know, finishes his 10th grade, like even today, even in the 21st century, when there are so many more options available, a vast majority of Indian parents seem to think that maybe an engineering degree or becoming a doctor by doing your MBBS or writing the civil services exams, or if you decide to take commerce, then writing your, you know, your chartered accountancy exam or your ACCA or all of those different, how many ever exams that they have, all related to accounting, those are the only ways to become successful in life. It is very, very sad. And it's a fact. Research has shown that a vast majority of parents want their children to, you know, go into one of these fields to quote unquote see them become successful. And I don't understand why. I mean, the problem is, this is what I feel the problem is. The problem is that every year, there is this one child, this one very brainy, brilliant child who gets this 1 crore package or this 2 crore package per annum after passing out from IIT, Kanpur or Kharagpur or, you know, wherever. Right? And automatically, and then there are these lakhs and lakhs of students that become doctors every single year, right? After finishing the MBBS across various different colleges in the country. And automatically, every Indian parent's brain is like, if that child can do it, then why can't my child do it? Right? They tell us that they want us to be successful. So every parent is like, I want you to be successful. So that's why I want you to get into an IIT. IIT does not equal success. Right, and I'm just saying IIT as an example. I'm taking IIT as an example. Take engineering. We'll just speak about it. Engineering does not equal success. Medicine does not equal success. Chartered accountancy does not equal success. And MBA also does not equal success. It's almost as if you take commerce, because I took commerce, right? And this is from my personal experience. If you take commerce, it's almost as if people expect you to do a chartered accountant, to become a chartered accountant. They expect you to write the exams to, you know, give your CPT or your foundation and then go on to inter and then do your auditorship or whatever it's called in some company for 1 year, hopefully the big four, and all of that, and become a proper CA so that you can earn a lot of lakhs just from putting one signature, right? They simplify it down to that. In the end, it's all about monetary benefits. Similarly, if you decide to not write your CA exams, right, it's almost as if the next option is to do an MBA. Probably where, in what field? Finance. Why? Because MBA in finance, they get a lot of respect, they go into the good sectors, they get into the good MNCs, and in the end, they get a good package. It's almost as if creativity is dead. Right? It's like you tell a parent that I want to be, say, maybe a YouTuber, or a speaker, or a writer, or an entrepreneur, or anything. It's almost as if they're like, no, what is that? Chi, no, get back to work, go study. And the problem is that there are many people who have such dreams. Millions of people who have such dreams. But they don't have the voice to put these things out. Right? They don't have the ability to tell their parents, look, I am not built for that. my brain does not function like the brain of that one child who got the 2 crore package from whichever IIT located in whichever state. My brain is not the same as his or hers, right? Scientifically, yes, it's the same brain, but we don't function the same way. We're different people. I have different wants and interests. My passion, my interests lie in some other field. Therefore, I will not be able to do whatever society's deemed successful child is doing. We have set unrealistic standards for almost every child in the country. And any child that fails to, you know, fails to bend or fails to equip themselves to these standards is deemed as an outcast. So if I'm sitting at, say, a family gathering, or if I go to some place to visit an uncle or an auntie along with my parents, if they're asking me what I'm doing, and if I tell them that I am making YouTube videos, I'm making a podcast, I write on a blog, I'm hoping to get my startup or my company going well, up and running in the next 1 year, and I have other goals and targets, I'm writing a book, then automatically they look at you like, okay, but what are you actually doing? Like, what? Is this not enough for you? It's almost as if it's like, you know, that one person who's getting that high package is almost killing the dreams of 100,000 creative minds. This is what is happening in India. I don't know. Maybe this is stupid. Maybe this does not make sense at all. I don't know. All right. Maybe the facts or maybe my numbers or whatever, they may seem unrealistic. Maybe Indian society has changed. I don't know. But from me, from a personal perspective, it's almost as if every Indian parent wants to kill creativity. Because they feel it doesn't work out. Take the movie Three Idiots, for example. Madhavan, who plays Farhan, I guess that's what his name is in the movie. He wants to be a wildlife photographer. What does his dad say? No. And he literally says, in the future, when your friends have bigger houses, better cars, happier children, better jobs, bigger salaries, you will be feeling sad. He literally says that. Farhan's dad literally says that in the movie Three Idiots. And to which Farhan's response is, I don't care. I want to be happy. Happiness is more important. Creativity and innovation is more important because that is what has led human advancement over the past centuries. Right? Man, I don't know. I don't know where all of this is coming from. But seriously, someone really needs to speak out about this. So, yeah, man, I guess that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to my rant, and it's 7 minutes 30 seconds already. So, yeah, thank you for coming here, and if you liked it, then share, tell your friends about it, and I'll see you tomorrow. Yeah? Stay strong. Take care.